I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
WUNC Music is North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream.
Put it to you now, for your consideration.
Bands you hear featured on NPR Music and see on the Tiny Desk concerts have a home at WUNC Music.
There's nothing like finding gold within the rocks, hard and cold. I'm so surprised to find more, always surprised to find more.
Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. What's your favorite song about North Carolina?
From the Blue Ridge to the coast, the notes they flow just like a ghost of Carolina.
The only one, and if I die in Raleigh, let's die, we'll die free.
Carolina.
All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. When we asked Tim Duffy from the Hillsboro-based Music Maker Relief Foundation for a song, he picked Cornbread and Butterbeans from the Grammy Award-winning album Genuine Negro Jig by the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Cornbread and Butterbeans, I love songs about food, you know, and it's about love, and it tells a story of a different time, a simpler time.
Cornbread and butter beans, and you across the table, eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
Cornbread and butter beans is staples, and to a lot of old timers, with Music Maker Relief Foundation, I've worked with a lot of elderly Southern North Carolina artists, and that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a lot of folks.
Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana to buy a coon dog and a big fat hog and marry Susanna. Sing song, ding dong, I'll take a trip to China. Cornbread and butter beans, then back to North Carolina. Cornbread and butter beans, and you cross the table, eating in beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
Tim Duffy says he started hearing about this troupe of young African-American musicians who'd been going to visit legendary fiddler Joe Thompson in Mebane. Duffy says it's hard to overstate how important Dom Flemons, Rhiannon Giddens, and Justin Robinson have been for the world of traditional music. It was the first time in a generation that a group of young African-Americans had successfully reclaimed old-time string band music. Duffy says hearing them for the first time was life-changing.
And I was just stunned. And I couldn't sleep for 2 weeks.
On this version of Cornbread and Butter Beans, Justin Robinson sings lead. Listen to him sing it. To me, his voice sounds like a warm slice of cornbread fresh out of the oven.
Wearing shoes and drinking booze, it goes against the Bible. A necktie will make you die and cause you lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars and kissing pretty women. Women, yeah, that's the end of a terrible beginning.
Justin, Rhiannon, and Dom were like three legs of a stool. They're all very different, but Justin had such a warm, charismatic voice, and he was a real country boy from North Carolina. Probably still has dogs, and he really related to Joe Thompson, and he really quickly absorbed that and internalized that music.
And cornbread and butter beans, and you cross the table, eating them beans and making love as long.
Tim Duffy worked with the Carolina Chocolate Drops for the better part of a decade. That work culminated with the group winning a Grammy in 2010 for Best Folk Album.
That was like something's good in the world, you know. And it was like the industry, is not a kind industry. And but the Drops had this magic. They just cut right through it, and everyone to get, there's other artists like Mavis Staples didn't get a Grammy for 30 years. So it knows that that's the stuff that wakes you up and gives you hope.
And when the day is over. Ride the mule and cut the fool and looking all over.
Cornbread and Butter Beans by the Carolina Chocolate Drops is one of the North Carolina songs we love at WUNC Music. It's included on their None Such record, Genuine Negro Jig. This episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is part of a year-long series. We're producing it with help from the State Arts Council as a part of their Come Here and See celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Thanks for listening.
And cornbread and butter beans and you cross the table. Eating them beans and I'm making love as long as I am able. Growing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
We're going to close out this episode with a version of Cornbread and Butter Beans recorded live at Merlefest on April 25th, 2008.
This tune is called Cornbread and Butter Beans.
Here we go, folks. Originally recorded by the Carolina Sunshine Trio at WPAQ in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Across the table, eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Growing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule and cut the fool and love getting all over. Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana to buy a coon dog and a big fat hog and marry Susanna. Sing song, ding dong, I'll take a trip to China. Cornbread, butter beans, and back to North Carolina. And cornbread, butter beans, and you across the table. Eating them beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule and cut the fool and love getting all over. And drinking booze, it goes against the Bible. A necktie will make you die and cause you lots of trouble. Streetcars and whiskey bars and kissing pretty women. Women, yeah, that's the end of a terrible beginning. And cornbread, butter beans, and you cross the table. Eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Pulling corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule and cut the fool and love. Raising heck and writing checks, it ought to be unlawful. Silk hose and frilly clothes is just a waste of money. Come with me and stay with me and say you'll be my honey. And cornbread and butter beans and you across the table. Eating on beans and making love as long as I am able. Hoeing corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride that mule and cut the fool and love it all over. Beans and I'm making love as long as I am able. Pulling corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride the mule and cut the fool and love begin all over.
Without Joe Thompson, we would not be here sitting in front of you right now.
It is the truth, folks.
Joe Thompson, 89 years old, from Mebane, North Carolina, African-American fiddler. from a tradition that, well, you know, he's one of the last to do it. And he's coming out right now. We need to give him a round of applause.